a few questions here for you, Chris. A question from Andrew Douch, and he says, why were colds so bad for Indigenous inhabitants? Presumably this is the stories you get of when explorers go to isolated communities and then all the people get really bad illnesses.
That's true. And the reason is that isolated populations in distant geographical areas, which in other words, when we say isolated, were cut off from the mainstream viruses circulating and other infections circulating where there were big populations, say in Europe, those individuals didn't have the same selective genetic pressure to have a more powerful immune system. So if you compare the number of genes that people who are Native American Indians and South Americans, for example, had for their immune system presenting information to itself. So when a cell gets an infection, it presents various aspects of what it's seeing washing around the body to the immune system in these things called HLA genes. Well, the native populations had far fewer of these than the Europeans did. So viruses that breed in Europe are much more virulent under those circumstances because they have to have all these immune evasion strategies built in order to outwit the much more powerful immune presenting abilities of a European population.
So but they're really nasty.
They tend to be more powerful, yeah. And if you take them to a population that are more vulnerable, they haven't seen them before, therefore there's been no pressure on that population to evolve these defence mechanisms. Those kind of viruses are like a souped-up virus, and it's overkill. They don't need to be that powerful, and it makes people much iller than it would otherwise be. So there's the evidence that viruses are programmed to cooperate with the immune system of the host they naturally infect, and if you put them in a different context, they can be much worse because they're over-optimised for that particular host.
So they'll just tear through it.